Hello, how do, hello. We back at this thing once again. But we got somebody back with us, and that's the Steez himself. Steezy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's good to be back, man.
And we got the big homie Greg and his thing. Y'all know what I'm saying? Goonie tuned back at y'all with the podcast.
Goody.
Hey, so Steez, the last time we did a podcast was like a couple days ago, right? And that was just random thoughts. And we were just speaking on things that was hitting our head as if we were just playing a game, just chatting, right?
Right.
But today, because of that podcast, today we got some smooth topics. Smooth topics.
All right.
Best fact. All right.
And for the audience out there, this man, Steez, don't even know what the topics is. I just said we're doing a podcast today. What's the vibes? Are you joining? And he said, hey, we in that thing like swimwear. How do? So.
You know how like, we do that.
The topics of today, well, the first topic of today is interracial dating. Ha! Good time in this motor, boy. Shit!
Damn.
How you feel about that topic, my boy?
That's a good topic. You know, a lot of people do, yeah, that's a little hot topic. You know,
yeah, it's very hot topic.
It's very sensitive. It's very sensitive.
That's what Greg said.
We sending shots out today.
No, we ain't sending shots out. We ain't sending shots out. But the reason why this topic came up, I don't know what we said in the last podcast, because we was just going off the dome like we do every podcast, but it just felt natural just saying things. And I remember something came to us, and I said, you know what? Let me type this into the PowerPoint slides, and I typed in a topic, which was this, interracial dating, right? And so with that being said, Steez, you finally back with us. Let me ask you this. How you feel about interracial dating?
I mean, I want to, okay, so I'm going to give you guys a little, like, background. So
Talk to me.
So I would say for the majority, I've never myself have had a girlfriend. Like, I would never say I've had, like, a girlfriend. Like, will you be my girlfriend? Yes. Like, okay, it's never been like that. Like, I've basically just, all my life, have just talked to several different girls. I've never really made it out of the talking phase is what I'm trying to say, basically.
Okay, right.
So this is not from necessarily personal experience, because I haven't dated anybody, black, white, Native American, like anybody really.
And hold on, let me go ahead and pause you right quick. Just even though we're talking on this topic, we want y'all to know that we are not racist. We love all people. We don't discriminate. We just speaking from our point of view on the topic. Now, with that being said, Steez, you may continue, my brother.
Okay, so with that being said, I would say I've had talking stages with some black women, and I've had some talking stages with white women before, and I necessarily don't have anything against it, but when you look at people like Dr. Umar, which I don't know if you get but I don't know who's familiar with him or not, like, you know,
icon.
who's like an icon, a very much so about black empowerment and you know what I'm saying, and very with the idea that they're against interracial dating, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
Growing up in a household, like, my dad's Hispanic, my mom is black, you know what I'm saying? So that's an interracial couple right there.
Right.
So, like, my parents have always encouraged me to just date whoever I want. They never tried to sway me in a particular way to, like, no, you have to stay with black women, or no, you have to stick with the Latinas, you know what I'm saying? So it was never really, because I know that's a big thing in some households. Like, I've grown up meeting girls who's like, oh, I can't date a black guy. Like, if I brought a black guy home, my parents would disown me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I never really faced that type of pressure, so I don't really have anything against it. But I do kind of understand the point of view, like the Dr. Umar mindset, kind of like how it can damage your psyche and how it's important to have black love, and how sometimes, you know, a black woman, if you have a a baby with a black woman, she will understand how to take care of like black hair because it's different. You know what I'm saying? Like things like that are important to have like for a child that's growing up. So I can understand, you know what I'm saying, those different perspectives, but personally, I don't really have anything against interracial dating.
Okay, I like that. That's a smooth take right there. Greg, how you feel about that, my boy?
Let's see. I was raised in a household where, like, the expectation for me and my brothers was to meet a Haitian girl, you know what I'm saying? Date, marry, have kids, have a life with a Haitian girl. That's not to say that they cut off my options, so I couldn't, you know, date outside my race. But it was definitely enforced that they wanted me to be with, you know, somebody who is Haitian, just so it would be easier for me, you know, so they understand my culture, where I come from. So, like, I wouldn't have to take that extra time to explain myself, and they just understood, you know, why I operated the way I did. Mm-hmm. Me personally, I don't care. I'll date somebody. The only thing that matters to me is, you know, my happiness at the end of the day. If that person makes me happy, I don't give a damn if they Asian, white, you know what I'm saying? None of that. The only factor that I, you know, consider is my happiness.
Hello.
Exactly.
With that being said, as y'all see, you know what I'm saying, we're some peaceful guys. You know what I'm saying? We may joke about things, but when it comes to the races out there in the world, we want unity. We don't want no non-unity, if that makes sense. Now, with that being said, what y'all were saying, I'm on the same boat as y'all. I've talked to multiple races, from Asian to white, et cetera, obviously black, et cetera, right? And just like y'all, I don't discriminate, man. It's just, it's definitely different. I promise you it's different. And with me personally, Steez, I know you said that you've never been in an actual relationship, but I'm sure we have this mindset of we date to marry, right? Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, with that being said, when it comes to talking to dating a girl, I think about the future. I think about, okay, so I think about marriage like earlier than I should, but at the same time, I like to plan ahead. I always plan ahead, right? So, let's say if I'm talking to a black girl, I'm instantly thinking about the future. I'm instantly thinking about marriage, how the wedding gonna be and all this stuff. And it's not nothing weird, bro. It's just visuals. It's just scenarios, right? So I think about with her family, like my family and all this stuff. And I mean, for us black dudes, I'm sure we think about this a lot because we're in a, how can I say this without pissing anybody off? We're in a situation where if we slip up with the wrong person, life could go left instantly. And what I mean by instantly, I mean instantly. And to give y'all an example, it's like when you hear them stories about black guys being with the with another race, right?
Right.
The next thing you know, something happens where, let's say the guy pissed the female off, or he tries to break up with her and the female says no, and something escalates, like family gets involved, and you heard those stories when the dad or mom says,
Make it
seem like he did something that he really didn't do. The next thing you know, he gets in trouble. You know what I mean. I don't want to have I shouldn't have to say the whole thing for the folks to not understand it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I mean. We're in that type of situation. So people don't know that. Well, other races and obviously the other gender don't notice this. We think about things like this a lot. So whether it's, I mean, not necessarily if it's black. If I'm talking to a black girl, I don't really think like that, because I'm like, I mean, the chance of that happening. Hey, man,
like, I will be honest. I'm going to keep it a buck with y'all. Talk like, to me. Before I left to go to ECU, to come to East Carolina University, my grandma sat me down and was like, listen, the white girls will get you in trouble.
Oh,
like,
nah.
Okay, like, facts. For real. Like, I'm not no NCAA athlete. You know what I'm saying? I come here on a football scholarship or a basketball scholarship, but it's like, it's happened too many times to just like ignore it and like act like it's and act like it's not a thing. You know what I'm saying? How many times has there been a black athlete or just a black kid somewhere and he got caught up with a white girl and next thing you know it's rape, or next thing you know what I'm saying, he was beating her or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just happened too many times. Like, and so before I came out here, they warned me because that's a real thing.
Been dealing with that for decades, literally. Yeah,
and with that being said, for the white folks that's listening, we're not trying to bash y'all or anything. It's nothing negative towards y'all. It's just, it's like a PTSD type of thing. You know what I'm saying? In our thoughts, basically. Like, we don't want that to happen to us. I remember when I first got here, I heard about a football player getting in trouble because some white girl, she falsely reported him. And thank God it went in his direction. Like, he won the case because they found out that she was lying. But it's just stuff we think about, man. But what's so funny is, before I got to college, in high school, I was talking to this girl. I low-key almost slipped up and said her name. Thank God I didn't. But what happened? So, yeah. I'm not going to say what year it was, but me and her was talking. And during this time, like, she was real cool, bro. I met the whole family and everything. They could, like, they actually liked me a lot. So I didn't experience that type of fear or PTSD feeling that people would experience with white women if they're a black guy. But when I heard about that situation when I first got to college, I was like, oh, this is real. You feel what I'm saying? And we're not even just going to go directly on the white folks, because like we said, we don't discriminate. We don't care who we talk to. As long as you're a good person, you got a good soul, that's all that matters. But what does matters as well is what that girl's family feel about you. Whether they black, Asian, white, Hispanic, it don't matter, bro.
Yeah.
And if the parents or grandparents, anybody, if they're racist, that's just, man, that makes
big turn off.
You mean it's the turn off from the girl for you?
For me, if I find out any member of her family is racist, that's a kind of a turn off, because you don't know what type of conversations they be having with her.
What if she don't claim
it'd be a dub? It'd be a dub, though.
Exactly. Like, you said what, John?
Okay. It's low-key, it's a union of two people. Like, it's basically two families that never really knew each other. They're coming together. But if you're not going to be accepting of me or, like, my family or my people or where I come from, it's like, why be somewhere where I'm unwanted?
And I know how my people act.
And that's why a lot of interracial dating doesn't happen, is because of the older generation. And that's what's so funny. And older generation, I'm not trying to attack y'all. I'm just going off facts. So when it comes to all these situations like racist movements, people being racist in the family, it's never people in our generation. It's always the 40-year-olds and up.
Don't say never, though.
But am I wrong, bro? Like, with most of these
kids, it's usually the older folks.
Usually, yeah.
And what makes it so funny is that our generation get talked so negatively about, and I'm just like, y'all, we might have the wild music at times, crazy trends and stuff. But y'all
getting active.
Yeah, y'all out here getting active just based off looking at somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? Like, bro, that's just what I see. And what's so funny is, before I stopped working, one of my coworkers, he's my boy too, white dude, real cool, one of the coolest dudes I've ever worked with. He wants to become a cop, and we talked about this. We talked about this during like a peak time of some type of social injustice going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And basically, he was like, "Bro, I ain't gonna lie to you. I want to become a cop." And I said, "You sure, bro? During today's time, and you being white, like, you sure, bro? You know, y'all get a lot of heat towards y'all, you know." And he said, "Yeah, but we kind of came to like a conclusion or like a mutual agreement, and we said, you know, what's so crazy? Everybody that's doing these killings, they not really our age. They're like way up there in age. They usually the chiefs or they 50 years old or something." And I'm like, hold up, that's actually facts. And then we came to that conclusion. We was like, okay, this is an older generational type of thing. So like in my head, I feel like when our generation gets older, obviously I feel like life is going to get better because day by day we improve as a race, right? So when it comes to racial problems, teachers, people that's just always mad at the world, I feel like that's going to decrease over time. Because it's definitely an older generational type of thing. So I would say in the future, trust me, I feel like it's going to be way more interracial dating.
Facts. Hate is a learned behavior. And this is a generation where we'd rather teach love. We sick of all the injustice going on. All
right, so let me ask you this. Say if you had a child. I'm asking you and Steve this. Say if you bring home a child. Well, not bring home a child.
Say what? I just found a child outside and said, all right.
Look what I found at Walmart.
But I'm saying, say if you have a child, a son.
Okay.
And they bring home a girl that's not the same race, but they have a family member that's racist. And you found it out. How you feeling?
As long as you don't do nothing towards my son, say nothing towards my son, I don't care. If that girl makes him happy, go crazy.
Hello. Come on.
Like a, you know, that's another thing too. Like, I feel like, cause I would say I definitely have had more interactions with like racist people than like
for your
average black person. Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, I'm more of a like a try to communicate with the racist in a way that'll like help them gain understanding. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I definitely feel like
You dropped something, partner?
I dropped the smoothie, man.
Oh,
dang.
What kind of smoothie you have? What kind of smoothie you have?
It was a wild berry. So it was just a bunch of berries. It had blueberries, raspberries, wild berries, and some other berry. I forgot what the other berry was, but I had four of them in there.
Hockey's on fire.
But yeah, whatchamacallit? I try to like talk to anybody, but also try to help them gain understanding. So I've definitely had conversations with racist people before.
That was, but it was more like
like, why do you feel this way? Or how did you grow up? Or like, I just ask about them because, like, you know, anybody likes talking about themselves,
right?
So if you could just kind of, and then I'll try to bring it in a way where I don't know if I can even give you a good example of what you would call it, but what I did say was, I remember in this had to be eighth grade. There was this like very, very country redneck, she was like a dyke kind of. Like, you could tell she liked girls, but she was still like very like patriotic and American and rednecky. That's the only way I could describe it. Like, you know that look when you know somebody's racist, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then she had on this shirt, it had a rebel flag and it said, if this offends you, then you don't know history or some shit like that, right?
I mean, for a person that posted that, that's a little ignorant. Because I'm just like, y'all realize history for a lot of folks wasn't that great. You know what I'm saying?
But that was literally on her shirt. Like,
yeah,
it was a shirt with the rebel flag. And then she had on like her cowboy boots with the rebel flag, like on the boots and stuff. Just very, very out there. Like, you could tell, like, yo.
Hey, yo, Greg, you know who I'm visualizing? Hey, yo. You know who I'm visualizing as he's explaining this person?
Half of our high school?
No, no, bro. It won't half our high school. I would say it was
like a decent amount. Yeah.
It was a decent amount, but it won't that big of a fraction. I would say it's like one.
I don't know. They move like a gang, bro.
It was like, like one fifth, you know? But they didn't. I would say it's one tenth of the people that made it look obvious, you know? Now, the rest, it's up in the air, you know? But in that type of situation, I think the most racist situation I've been in, well, one of it won't really racist, but it was just like this girl terms wasn't the best terms to say. You dig what I'm saying? And right. Greg, this is one of the females we went to high school with. And me and her was real cool. And even if the person came off racist, I always try to be peaceful because it's just like there's no point of causing conflict. Hopefully, like, us being good people can influence them that we are not actually bad people. They just in their head for some reason. I don't know why. But I remember she posted me on her Instagram. This was, like, when Instagram just started where there was no stories, the only way you can interact was just comment on people pictures type stuff. And she posted me and said, Jimmy is my favorite black person. I was like,
wow. Oh, that's nasty.
Bro, that's disgusting. Like, I was like, that's actually wild, bro. Like, the way she said it, I'm just like, dang, bro. Like you could just say he cool.
You probably didn't even know she did anything like
that. Right, exactly.
It'd be the ignorance, bro. It'd be the ignorance. Like, so that's why I try to, like, talk to him and make him, like, understand why it's wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, because at the end of the day, we talking about we all humans, like, right. You know? So we're bound to find something in common with each other. You know what I'm saying? We're bound to have more things in common than we do differences. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's just people need to realize in many areas when all races unify, whether it's in sports, it don't matter. It just becomes better. So baseball, it got better when they started allowing black people and other races into the league. Same as basketball, football, et cetera, et cetera. Life gets better when we unify. So I think if people think about that, they will notice in any given direction, if we unify as all race, to the point where we don't even call each other like a different race. We just say we're human beings. You know what I'm saying? If we get to that point, bro, imagine how life would be, bro, where there's no more racism and whatnot. I believe there would be no, at one point in life, there would be no more racism. And the reason why I have that mindset is because I really want it to happen. What do you say?
It's just not. Nah, it won't.
I don't think it will come to that point.
And see, the thing is, if you had that mindset, it will never happen. It's like, if you want yourself to become big in life, you have to believe it and see it. You can't keep saying it's not going to happen. Now, obviously, some people, I mean, like, y'all just had a reality check. Y'all just said, in reality, it may not happen. But I have that mindset of, I believe it's going to happen, so it has to happen. It's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's a mindset thing.
But it's, like, more than a, like, I hear what you're saying, but I feel like something like that transcends just a mindset. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's really just people freely thinking that, you know, they're superior in some way just because of the color of their skin or, you know, their culture or whatever, like they have some complex that has them thinking that they are superior.
So how do you feel about a lot of people being influenced by our race in general? So like social media, music, everything, sports.
It's fucked up, ain't it? It's fucked up, ain't
Very
it?
Very fucked up.
That's all it is, man. It's like
we're not gonna get those props.
Even though we're like 95% of the NFL and the NBA, like,
that's wild.
You know what I'm saying? So hip hop's the number one genre. Like,
we're literally just money
and all these different things. You know what I'm saying? Like, but we're still, you know that song? What's the story of OJ?
Yeah, facts. Yeah.
That's like, bro. It doesn't matter what you do, like how much money you accomplish at the end of the day, like you're still a nigga, like. You know what I'm saying? And it's fucked up. But that just it is what it is. And that's the world that we're living in today. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why, honestly, man, if I mess around, hit the lottery, do something crazy, bro, I might just move to Africa on some quiet, slight stuff. Just disappear off of Africa to home to the motherlands. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the main reason why that song was made, obviously, is because, I mean, you just said it. But I think it was over of a white cop killing a black man. So let's say, dang, how can I word this question? How peaceful do you think life would be if cops had the right training and weren't intimidated by a person's skin color to do the wrong thing?
Amazing. This world would be absolutely amazing. But you gotta. I can't even say you got to specify American cops because shit happens worldwide, really.
I mean, nah, the world, I mean, a lot of countries run things different. Like Korea, they run things different.
Yeah, no, there's still, like I know in the UK that they deal with like a police problem as well. A lot of black people people of color deal with police issues as well. Not similarly to over here in America, but their issues are very heavily involved.
Are you still drinking Steez?
What?
Oh, I thought you was drinking something. I heard like a little small chatter noise. And I was like, this man still drinking his smoothie?
Nah, but I'm about to blow my nose though, because it's clogged up.
Mute yourself right quick then, partner. I'm freaking weak. Man, but let's get back to the point. When it comes to interracial dating, y'all see how we just went down a long direction of just a racial talk? You know, stuff like this, like, for the people who aren't black, and for the people who aren't guys, if you're not black and a guy, you don't realize how many thoughts going through our head and how many conversations we have with our own family members about dating outside of our own race. Now, granted, like I said, we don't discriminate. We personally never discriminate. Went to a white high school, you know. I'm gonna just say I've dated out of all my race. Well, out of my race. When I mean by date, I mean just chatting, hung out type stuff. Not actually boyfriend and girlfriend. So I will forever have that mindset of never discriminating, and I'm gonna continue to pass it on to generation, as long as I'm on this earth. That's the vibes. You know what I'm saying? And I know Big Homie Grid and Steezy, the one and only, gonna do the same. All right.
Thanks.
But with that being said, we gonna lighten up the topics. You know what I'm saying? That was more of a little deeper, serious talk. You know,
that got heavy, bro.
It got a little heavy. And I hope we didn't hurt anybody's feelings, man. Because it don't matter. We love all peoples in the world. If you racist, I pray you get on track in life, man. That's all I can say. I ain't gonna say nothing mean.
I'm playing.
But no. What's so crazy is, look, this is another reason why I feel, how can I say it? This is for all the gamers out there. We all been there in those golden days of Call of Duty, been called this word, that word, this is that.
Xbox lobbies.
Y'all know the vibes. When I tell you, if I told my parents this, they would be like, you shouldn't feel this way. Right. But I feel so immune to somebody being racist to me based off being in those Call of Duty lobbies.
Nah, because, honestly.
Like, somebody can call me like a monkey, like Frieza did to all the Saiyans.
They started calling me stuff I didn't even know existed.
Yeah. But, I don't know, bro. It's just, I'm so immune to being called something racist to the point where if somebody called me something racist, I would laugh. Like, I don't be fazed by it. You know what I'm saying?
That's also facts. Like, if I know someone's trying to make me mad by calling me this, this, or that, it's like, I'm not going to give you that power over me. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to give you that reaction. I'm not going to get mad.
Especially over the game.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For sure, for sure. Over the game. Like, what? Your mama? Like, that's the best comeback. Like, what?
I think only one person really made me mad on the game before. I think I was cool with this dude in high school. His name was Mark. Gray, you might not remember him, but his name was Mark. He moved to the city where we went to. He went to our high school for like 2 years, and then he moved back. But he had this friend who said something wild to me, bro. And I was like, bro, please pull up to North Carolina and let's just get it on, bro. Like, he said some racist stuff, but he added a lot of things on top of that. So
he started freestyling.
Hold up. What did you say?
He started freestyling.
Hold up.
He said he started freestyling. Yeah. Was it like in person or was it over the game?
Say it again.
Was it in person or was it over the game?
It was over the game. Like, it wasn't over the game, but we was talking in a party chat.
Okay.
And he was just talking that yap, and I was just like, bro, stop it. You know what I'm saying? Stop it. And nowadays, I feel like people in our generation are just immune to being called racist stuff because of those golden days. But like I said, let's lighten up the topic. We got a smooth topic. A topic that we also discussed yesterday. We didn't discuss this the other day, but it came to mind when we was talking about chicken, right? Were we talking about chicken, Greg?
Yeah.
Yeah. We were talking about drums or flats, wings, etc. Mm-hmm. And Steez.
Drums.
all day, every day.
Thank you. Thank you for pointing. That's not a topic. That's not a topic. Flat, flat, like, thank you. Whack.
I just had to get that out. We just had to clarify all of that.
That's not the topic, but thank you very much on that one, my brother. I'm but tripping. The topic for the second and last topic for today is dating a vegan / vegetarian.
The devil spawn.
Oh my God. Steve, I know you said you never had a girlfriend, but have you ever encountered talking to a vegan / vegetarian? And I say / vegetarian because, like, obviously, you know, they don't eat protein, but go on.
I have, like, so, like, my talking stages are basically kind of like dates, because that's what I'm trying to figure out what to do. So what I would say is my little go-to for, like, whenever I'm talking to a girl, like, to get the link is just, like, yo, what you trying to eat? Like, what food do you want? Like, you know what I'm saying? So you could just use that as a way to go out, but it's way, way, way harder with a vegan. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I found out Shorty was vegan, like, it wasn't no, like, yo, because I do little, like, cheap stuff. Like, yo, let's get an ice cream. You know what I'm saying? Let's get some canes or some shit like that. Like, so with a vegan, I would say it is harder, but I have buddies who dated vegans, and they love it because it's basically like he just goes get food and he just pay for himself, because like
like,
cause like he couldn't get her nothing, like, you know what I'm saying? Or like if he did get her some, he get her some fries, you know what I'm saying? And that's mad cheap. So it's like one of the most expensive parts about dating somebody is paying for their food, you know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
You'll spend a large amount of money on food. So if you're dating a vegan, you'll probably save some bread.
Three bands.
Yeah. So I wouldn't look at it as a negative at all. Like,
exactly. So it's like positive. In my head, I'm like, dog, how do you go out on a date with a vegan / vegetarian? I'm not saying, oh yeah, another disclaimer. There's nothing wrong with being a vegan or a vegetarian. All I know is my top foods are steak, ribs, wings. You know what I'm saying? But and with me being a guy, obviously, I'm going to be taking out a woman, right? So,
of course.
You know, a lot of women, they love watching their significant other eat because the food just look better to them when their man eats. You know what I'm saying?
Eat that shit.
So, hey, look, y'all, I be grubbing, you feel me? I be munching on the food I be eating. So if I take a girl out, right, I take it to a nice spot. Let's say if I take it to a steakhouse or a little burger joint, like some, or just like a little chill area like Applebee's or something. It don't matter. It's just something in that type of genre of foods. And I get ribs or steak or something, or wings, like something that look real good. And I'm just munching, throwing down. And she just watched me become a monster on that food. You feel me? Like, imagine white chicks how Buddy, he was dressed up as the woman. But he was eating the ribs and all that stuff. Like, obviously, I don't eat that wild. But I be munching like that. You oh my gosh, bro! I think I accidentally pressed the space bar and then stopped the recording. But
Are you serious?
We back live. All right. I ain't tripping. But like I said, bro, I be grubbing, right? So I would feel kind of awkward if my shorty just looking at me grub like a monster in front of her face with foods that she don't even eat or like. You feel what I'm saying? And then I'm gonna have to get used to the, you know what they do to those animals and whatnot.
Some vegans are like that though. You know what I'm saying? Some eat vegans just don't care. Like, some vegans just do it for like health reasons.
Yeah.
And they don't really care about, like, I would say that because one of my best homies is vegan for real. He'll eat. Yes, this man was down bad on Thanksgiving.
Big he talk. He can't even eat mac and cheese. He can't he eat mac and cheese, bro.
Cheese, nothing, like,
This man had a can of cranberry, like.
Right, he
can eat, from my
the best thing he can eat is the Hawaiian rolls, which is tough. Very tough.
He can't even eat them, though.
What you mean?
Bro, they're first of all, honey is not vegan. It comes from bees.
Oh, my god.
And it's usually made with milk, bro.
What?
The rolls. The mm-hmm. rolls usually got some type of milk in it, so it can't eat those.
Good gosh, bro.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard. I was like, I can't do it. The most I could do is like a pescatarian. I would
yeah,
say.
Yeah. Just chicken and seafood, right? Or there's
no,
just seafood.
Nah, chicken. No chicken. Straight seafood. Yeah.
All right.
Like,
your brother does.
That's the best that I could do.
Yeah.
Yo, I was saying, though, I would throw some wings. I couldn't give up wings forever.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. And the thing is, I can go without red meat, like, easy.
Yeah, but I don't be eating that much real meat.
But don't bring it around me, bro. Like, if you don't bring it around me, it's cool. Like, I remember, so I haven't
like
drunk. I haven't drunk soda since 2019. I think December of 2019, right? But before then, the only thing that would cause me to drink soda is if my parents bought a root beer, bro. Root beer is my favorite soda of all time, easy, right? And I would tell them, like, can y'all please not buy it? I'm trying to stop drinking soda, and they still did it, and hello. But when it comes to foods like bacon, bruh, bacon, dog. Like, you smell the bacon, bruh. Bacon is one of the best smelling things on this planet, especially for breakfast.
Yeah, I'm not even going to lie, bro. I'm turkey bacon on a lot.
All right, your audio went out, but I think you said something about eating turkey bacon, right?
Yeah, like, turkey bacon is definitely a good. You got to get the right turkey bacon, though.
Turkey you know bacon is
if
fire.
You're not getting, yeah, if you're not getting that right turkey bacon, you cannot say turkey bacon is trash.
Right. Okay?
You got to get that raw, uncured turkey bacon. That shit is fire. But, yeah, I could do without bacon, but, like, sometimes it's just, like, it goes in a lot of my cooking. I'm not going to lie. Like, I chop up bacon and throw it in my pasta. You know what I'm saying? I throw it in my chicken carbonara with my chicken and my shrimp. Like, but other than that, like, I don't really be eating bacon like that, bro. And when I do, I'll be picking off the fat and stuff.
Huh, so, fat, you don't eat the fat?
Heck no.
Kind of tripping off that one, buddy.
You're wildin'.
Nah, I pick off the fat on my bacon, bro. I can't do that. Can't do that.
Yeah, I'm trying to risk my arteries.
And the best part is the bacon. It's like bacon jerky. Like, it's so good, especially when you crisp it right. Boy, come on now. The crispy part is the best part.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I never had
jerky. None of y'all say. But, yeah, man.
You better grow the hell up, Jones. I heard that.
I never had jerky, bro. I never just go to the store and be like, let me get some jerky. You feel me?
All right, so if y'all had one food that y'all couldn't, like, y'all could never go without, what would it be?
Any food in general?
Yeah, any food, just one.
Oh, you talking proteins only? Okay, so we're talking proteins.
No, it don't even matter if it's proteins. Just one thing you can never go without. Like, you need to always be able to eat it.
It's got to be rice. I'm Haitian, bro. I got to go with that rice. I can't. You know what I'm saying? Every meal I eat has to have rice with it.
Bro, I feel you on that. I'm not going to lie.
It's chicken and seafood, bro. Like, they're tied at the top. Cause I need my wings, bro. I love hot wings. Wings is just fire to me. And hey, seafood,
shrimp.
And seafood is the main protein I put in, like, my pastas and all that stuff. I just love it completely. I can go a while or forever without red meat, but do I prefer to? Heck no. Now, Steve, what would you choose? Your audio went out.
Say it would probably be. Yeah, it would probably be chicken, bro.
So, what type of chicken do you like the most?
Dude, that's what I'm saying though. Like, for me, it's chicken because it is so, like, versatile, bro. You know what I'm saying? You could get some grilled chicken. You could get some fried chicken.
You could fry, you know what I'm saying? Then you could get your like teriyaki chicken going. Like, I got chicken wings. You got so many different variations, bro. You got the grilled chicken. Like, you can make a grilled chicken salad. Like, there's so many different variations of it. Like,
bro,
that's why I picked chicken. Talk. Like,
and bro, look, Chick-fil-A, bro. Like,
that's what I'm saying, man. Chicken sandwich, bro. Come on.
Nah, I remember what was funny when Trump
chicken and waffles, like, bro, what?
That's fire. But I remember when Trump was running for president in 2016, and Chick-fil-A, well, they announced that Chick-fil-A was supporting him financially, and I remember it was memes going out with Russell Westbrook. He would just, like, be leaning on the side, eating on the low, and they'd be like,
eating on the Chick-fil-A.
And, bro, I remember, bro, people were saying how y'all better not be eating Chick-fil-A. But be the main ones tweeting on Sunday saying, bro, I be wanting Chick-fil-A so bad on Sunday. Stop it. Stop it. Like, bro, it's okay that it's fine.
Fine.
And y'all go fine.
But I go damn.
Get the spicy chicken sandwich meal with no pickles. Come on now. And a large cookies and cream milkshake with no cherry. Then get the barbecue sauce on the side. Then I dip my chicken sandwich in the barbecue sauce and munch on it. Oh, good timing this morning, bro.
Bro, that frosted lemonade be having me right.
But lemonade was the thing about lemonade is I don't like pulping it. I don't like light pulp, regular pulp.
Frosted lemonade?
Oh, frosted lemonade. So you know, I never had that.
Fire. I'm lactose. I still get it.
Oh, they put like some milk in there or something?
Yeah. It's like it's literally just a vanilla milkshake.
It's like ice
lemonade
cream,
in it. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just like a icy, just lemonade and like crushed up ice.
No.
Nah, it's like ice cream.
Yeah.
What?
Fire, I'm telling you.
It is low-key fire. I like it a lot.
What else do y'all get from there?
But it's just too sweet for me.
Nah, that's never a problem for me.
What I usually get, man.
Audio went out.
Chick-fil-A, Chick-fil-A, Chick-fil-A. I would say the best thing that I get from Chick-fil-A is just a classic chicken sandwich.
Number one.
Just a classic chicken sandwich, bro. You leave the pickles on there, then you throw the Polynesian on the pickles. And then you get an extra Polynesian so you could dip it after that. Dip it, then you bite it. It's amazing. You get the sweet, salty. It's voila, just amazing.
So you think the Polynesian sauce is the best sauce there?
See, but I'll get the Chick-fil-A sauce.
I was about to say that Chick-fil-A sauce is top.
It's overrated. It's overrated.
I'll get the Chick-fil-A sauce. I'll put the Chick-fil-A sauce on the on a spicy chicken sandwich, because every now and then I'll switch it up. So then when I get the spicy, I'll put that Chick-fil-A sauce on there. The Chick-fil-A sauce is fine. But when you get that grilled chicken sandwich with the bacon on it, they give you that. I don't know what sauce it is. Do you know what sauce comes with that?
Oh, you get the deluxe sandwich?
Brother, Lux be slapping sometimes.
Bro, you got money.
This man got money. Yeah. He be getting the cheese and bacon, grilled chicken sandwich. Difference.
Yeah, you got money, bro.
They give you a special sauce. It's like some type of barbecue sauce, bro. It's like some Chipotle barbecue, something weird. But it's good. That one goes dumb. Those are the best three sauces.
Yeah, barbecue sauce definitely the best.
You're so damn childish.
No, I'm not, bro. I've tried their sauces. Polynesian sauce is just your normal Asian sauce. Sweet
you have
sauce.
A childlike palate.
It's sweet chili sauce to me. Chick-fil-A sauce is literally a combination of barbecue and honey mustard, but that's neither here nor there.
Still fire.
Honey mustard, trash. No, not trash, overrated.
I'll give you that one.
So I don't know, that combination of barbecue and this and then the honey mustard, I was just like, bro, this tastes like barbecue sauce, but barbecue sauce tastes a little bit better. Simple. But that's what we're saying. Yeah, chicken, bro, is just rice, I get that. I feel like you would never have to give up rice because vegans and vegetarians don't have to worry about not eating that. They can still eat that.
Nah, I'll be putting protein in my rice sometimes.
What protein you putting down?
Sometimes I'll throw some chicken in there. Sometimes I'll throw some shrimp in there.
Oh, so you be eating fried rice or you be eating like the island rice?
Fried rice. Sometimes I switch it up with the island rice, yeah.
But let me ask you this. Could y'all date a vegan or a vegetarian, well, could y'all marry one? Date, marry, I would, all that, yeah.
I would.
I think so, but it's like, I would like my wife to be able to cook for me, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, if she cooking.
I forgot about the cooking. I love the cooking. Yeah. I'm not fazed by that.
If she cooking, like.
My thing look, is, don't try to change regardless. Me. If you knew how I was from the jump, don't try to change me because I'm not gonna change. I'm gonna eat meat all my life.
Here's some tofu pancakes.
Yeah,
tofu. Here's these fish. What is tofu?
Want some aguave? Like, oh heck no.
What is tofu?
Tofu is disgusting. Is what it is.
That's okay. Big mid.
But every time I see a vegan post something, it's always some tofu in it.
Nah, bro, that tofu is a good source of protein, but it's like squishy. It's like, I don't like the texture, but it's like the texture of eggs, low key.
What?
But yeah. It's like it's got bad protein in it, but it's just
it's not worth like it.
That's nasty. Good gosh.
It's an acquired taste, yo.
Jeez. Now, like I said, so y'all can date a vegan/vegetarian.
Just don't try to change me. Because I promise you're going to get your feelings hurt.
Bro, like, think of, what do you think will be cooked on Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Hey, you know, me and her could collab. She do her thing. You know what I'm saying?
But imagine meat. Having kids, though.
Oh, yeah. My kids going to eat meat. Well, I'm going to give, okay, I'm not going to force it down their throat. I'm going to give them the option.
Pause, you bro. Eat? You got.
You so different, bro.
My fault. Go ahead, bro.
Shut up. Anyways, I'm not about to force them to live like a certain type of lifestyle. If they want to, you know what I'm saying, be like their mother and be vegan or vegetarian, cool. Do not try to change me because both y'all will get y'all feelings hurt. I'm telling y'all now. Y'all
eat as a family, though, which is tough.
We will. They'll cook their meals. I'll cook my own.
I'm doing a podcast right now. What's up?
You better shut up, bro. We doing something.
Flip City? Yeah. For what? Get my credit. Oh, true stuff.
You said you won't get food from, so.
Alright. Good luck with that, bro. IOG. But,
You better hit that man next time.
Nah, I'm chilling. But, for me personally, I would date a vegan/vegetarian. But I feel like, bro, when I get on that grill, hey, it's always going to be a cheat day.
Yeah.
That smell go. Listen, I walk in the crib smelling like charcoal. Stop playing with your boy, man. You know that food smell fire. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I feel like the girl, if she was a vegan or vegetarian, she would have so many cheat days. It would go from, I'm never eating meat, to I'm going to eat it once a month, to I'm gonna eat it once a week to I'm gonna just better my lifestyle. I'm just gonna eat. I'm gonna make sure I get my vegetables in every day. I'm still gonna eat meat though. Like, I feel like it's just gonna change her over time. But I heard if you go a while without eating that type of food, like protein, well, meat and whatnot, and you go back to it, your body sick. Won't take it in well. Yeah. Yeah, you get sick and your body won't even like it. Which is wild.
That is true.
So I can see why it's hard for some people to come back, but hey.
And don't try to guilt trip me because I promise you I don't feel bad.
Nah, facts. You can show me a video of chickens getting killed. I'm eating hot wings while I'm
watching. Facts.
Shit, I'm eating hot wings while I'm watching it. Yo, that's so messed up. He like, ooh, get him. Oh, yeah, that's a nice two-piece. Oh, yeah.
No, I'd be like,
he go perfect in the fryer.
No, I'd be
treat like, it like a boxing match. Dodge.
I'd be like, that chicken got some thick breasts.
Whoa, Jim.
Whoa, I said with my hot sauce. Oh, I said that chicken got some big breasts.
Arkham?
No, I remember when I was little, I don't know, I just felt good whenever I always got the bigger piece of anything compared to my dad. Because my dad, he would always get the most food, yet I would eat more than him. And so...
It's like he paid the bills.
Shut up. But, when we go to somewhere like Bojangles or whatnot, and they get like the combo with all the chicken and stuff, I always ask for the breast because it's the most chicken. I don't know. I was that guy, bro. So like when it came to pizza, I wanted the biggest slice. When my mom made spaghetti, I wanted the most. I don't know. I was just in a mental competition with my dad when it came to eating.
I wanted to compete with my dad. My dad ate mountains of food. I want to try to compete with that.
Right? You're like I'm Goku, bro.
Yeah, all right, you ain't out eating my dad. I'm telling you that right now.
Oh, my fault. Bro, I want to go skating so badly, dude.
Fool.
Huh?
Said this fool.
What? Man, relax on me, bro. Relax on me. I might go to the rec and go skating. You know what I'm saying? In the little private room. You know what I mean, Shane? But look, Steez.
Yo, yo, yo.
With that being said, I think I could date a vegan. She's just gonna change over time. Y'all said the same thing, but how do you feel about
don't change? Are
what you gonna change? What change? You mean?
What if she don't change? What if she just like very strict?
Is she big? If she very strict, it's just gonna be awkward because I'm not changing. Like what? You understand the amount of greatness that's out here that I love? I don't. It's a lot of vegetables that I don't like, but there's a lot of proteins out here that I do like. Like you won't catch me eating no broccoli, no celery.
Oh, what? You don't like no broccoli?
No Brussels sprouts, cauliflower.
You never had no beef and broccoli?
Right. Collard greens, trash. Spinach, trash. You feel me?
You wildin'.
My favorite vegetable is peanuts.
Hey, yo. Peanuts are not a vegetable.
Yes,
yo.
It is. Look it up.
Man.
Google it right now. I promise.
You cheating.
I'm not cheating.
You probably getting the honey roasted peanuts. You, no, you not even getting the healthy
pistachios.
Peanuts.
I get Cajun pistachios.
Expose him.
I got them right here. Matter of fact, Cajun pistachios.
Cajun, see, look, they're not the healthy kind.
That's seasoning. What, Cajun seasoning, what you mean?
That's a little better.
I was about to say, that's like getting salt on your peanuts. Greg, stop. But yeah, but to be honest, when I get any type of peanuts, I put Cajun seasoning on it because it's fire. Like Cajun almonds, oh, dummy. You know, almonds good for your heart too. So put some Cajun.
Cashews are my go-to.
Bruh, put some Cajun seasoning though. Going dummy, bro. I promise you.
On the cashews?
Cajun seasoning on any type of peanuts is life-changing.
I usually just get the lightly salted kind.
Yeah, I feel that. They go back too, especially the ones that's not whole. They like split in half. They go crazy. But, bro, that just reminded me. Y'all know this clutch combo, not this clutch combo, but this all-time combo of saltine graham crackers and peanut butter? Oh, my God.
Saltine graham crackers and peanut. Oh.
Oh, my God.
That's decent.
Not graham crackers, I'm sorry, but just saltine crackers.
No. I know what you're talking about. The regular saltines, like the ones you be eating when you sick.
Yeah. Yes.
Hated those.
What?
Oh, no, I hate those, bro. Things taste like chocolate.
I ain't gonna lie. You took me back a little bit. I used to do that back in the day.
Bro, I remember my whole family had a stomach virus. Way back, I was in middle school. No corona.
Jesus.
And, bro, I remember it was a Phineas and Ferb marathon on that whole entire day. Everybody was in their own rooms. I was in the gaming room. My sisters was in their room. My parents in their room for literally 24 to 48 hours straight, bro. I think that day I only had crackers with peanut butter. And it was, oh my gosh, Joker went.
So those were fighting for their life that day.
Literally was, bro. So we did one slight movement, we're throwing up, bro. But also, green apple slices with peanut butter, top tier, unbeatable.
That's facts. That's facts.
Greg, do you know about that, man?
What? I used to do peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
Nah, yeah, you're a monster.
I'll be all that.
Why? Like, why even do that to yourself?
What do you mean? That's fire.
No. To be honest, bananas is the only fruit that I'm trying to force myself to like. Usually, I will only eat them when I was running track.
Nah, I don't eat bananas by themselves.
You got to eat them the right way, but you don't, you know what I'm saying? We don't eat it like it's a corn dog or something. You know what I'm saying?
I don't eat bananas by themselves, like in general. It's got to be with peanut butter for me.
So you don't like banana flavorings of anything, like banana Laffy Taffys, banana candy?
Banana Laffy Taffy, yeah, because I don't taste like banana.
It definitely does.
It tastes like freaking candy.
Banana flavorings don't taste that.
Yeah.
Banana flavorings not that fine.
Banana flavorings are the goat.
Heck no. Those and then the grape ones are trash too.
What? Yeah, I'll give you that. Grape the is kind of mid.
The best flavorings are vanilla flavorings and banana Facts. Flavorings.
Facts. I'll give you that.
Like, not the banana, not the
bro,
banana.
Vanilla Tootsie Rolls the vanilla. Go.
Cool. Bro. Vanilla
Tootsie Rolls go dummy.
Justin hates those.
What?
You know, yes, bro.
You know the supermarket Walmart, they have a bag full of vanilla Tootsie Rolls? Bro, I would always buy two bags and destroy them within a day.
Say less.
Bro, they
ain't
really
never had them.
Bro.
You say you never had them.
Nah. The vanilla Tootsie Rolls? I ain't never had those.
Bro, life changing.
I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone. I never knew those existed.
You would never go back to a regular Tootsie Roll in your life after having that.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. I don't really like the OG Tootsie Rolls.
Trust me.
Those are pretty trash.
A whole different taste.
That's what I'm saying. It's a whole different world.
Dang, man. Good gosh.
You know they made the Tootsie Rolls for the soldiers, and so they made them so they don't melt.
Say it again?
Oh, yeah.
The original point of the Tootsie Rolls was for the soldiers to have a candy that won't melt, like a chocolate that won't melt, because they were in like hot conditions and things like that. So they sent them, and they actually made them that, and that's how they advertised them. It was like for the soldiers, da 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 da. And that's why a Tootsie Roll don't melt, yo.
Listen, that's fine. It's still good, dog.
You said I'm still tearing it up,
bro. That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, I have all this knowledge and still won't care from many things, not all things, but many things. But with that being said, I think this was a smooth podcast today, fellas. As y'all notice, we sound a little bit different. The quality sound better. We getting better with it, you know.
The price went up.
Yeah, Steve's, are you in the Ville? Are you
Oh yes, sir. I'm back in the Ville.
Okay, heard that. But, you know what I'm saying, with that being said, we done for the day. Goonie Tunes out of here. Business need to be handled. So, Greg, go ahead and say the words.
Goonie Tunes, disperse.
Hello.